Good morning, Mossy.
Morning, Loz. Morning, TK.
Big game coming up for the Aussies, mate, against South Korea on Saturday night.
Yeah, massive. Yeah, so far as to say the biggest test leading into the Asian Cup, guys. And South Korea, we've got an interesting recent history with them. Obviously, in the last Asian Cup, we beat them in the final after they got us earlier in the tournament. So it was sweet revenge in the one that counted. And at the recent World Cup, South Korea didn't get out of their group. They lost to Sweden, lost to Mexico, but they beat Germany. And Germany had a very disappointing World Cup, as we all know, but it's still a world superpower, and they got over them 2-0. So we certainly can't take them lightly. But all the noises coming out of Brisbane are very positive from the players. It's a breath of fresh air, they're calling it, under Graham Arnold and his new staff. And he's made some staff changes as well. With Hans Seegers coming in as goalkeeping coach, who's had a wonderful playing career at PSV and Spurs, Wimbledon. And he replaces Tony Franken, who's been around the Socceroos squad for, it'd be close on 20 years, I think. So that's certainly...
What happened to Hamburger?
I had one of them on Sunday, mate, down at Manly Beach.
Wasn't he part of the setup there at some stage? Hansburger or whatever his name
Hamburger.
Was? Hamburger.
He was our technical director, wasn't
he? What did happen to him?
He got eaten up in the system.
Chewed up and spat out, you reckon?
That's what happens. That's what happens.
Settle down now.
Oh, dear.
Back to business.
Yeah, back to business.
I've got to move on to the Matildas, mate. I guess this is a bonus. Laurie went through some scenarios, but it looks like they will be seated within that top six with other results going their way for the World Cup.
Yeah, that's right. As you alluded to, TK, we've got Holland and Switzerland to thank for that. Well, Switzerland, because the draw in that game meant that we will finish in that top six. And the draw, the top six seedings are all important because the draw on December 8th means it will avoid the other superpowers in the group stage, which is massive for that World Cup that's in France next June. But Alan Stadjic was interesting. I mean, it was a fantastic performance the other night. I watched the game, and Caitlin Ford, the hat-trick hero, Sam Kerrigan on the score sheet. Great rebound from the loss in Sydney. But he was still very candid in his assessment. He said, we've still got a lot of work to do before the World Cup. He wants some really testing games in the lead-up to make sure that the Matildas are used to playing against all different styles. So, yeah, it'd be a very interesting build-up. I think he's got some international dates or games lined up for February, March and April leading into that June tournament.
Mate, we got Robbie's opinion yesterday, and like everyone else, they haven't seen too much of this Martin Boyle, right? The Aussie Marty, who he's never been here before now, and now he's going to be playing for the Socceroos against South Korea. Is he any good?
Well, I mean, look, what I can say is this, that Graham Arnold and Rene Molenstein, Rene is based in Europe and only spent 8 weeks over there, and they would have cast a very close eye over him. And I know that Graham Arnold went and watched him train as well as play to check out what he was like on a day-to-day basis for a week. And he wouldn't have picked him if he didn't think he was up to it. But all the reports out of Scotland is he's a wonderful player. And, you know, Scotland were keen on him. But he's put his allegiances with Australia. And the beauty of straight away is that he comes from Hibs, which is a club that's got Jamie McLaren and Mark Milligan. So he's got two players next to him in Socceroos camp that he spends every day with in clubland. So that'll help him settle in. And by all reports, he's got a wonderful relationship on the pitch with McLaren, getting up and down the left side, getting the ball into dangerous areas for McLaren to score. So that will all go well for the Socceroos as well.
In the EPL, Mossy, Fulham are at the bottom of the competition table, but they've made a move in terms of change of manager.
Yeah, Slavia Djukanovic is no longer at Fulham. And look, it was an emotional decision for the board there, from all reports, because he did bring them up from the Championship into the Premier League. So he had great success with Fulham, but things haven't gone well this year. They're propping up the ladder. They've had successive losses, ending with the 2-0 loss to Liverpool on the weekend, and their only win this season was 4-2 against Burnley. So Claudio Ranieri, who you'll remember, took Leicester to that legendary EPL title in 2015-16, is back in the Premier League, and you know he brings a real personality himself to the Premier League. So I'm looking forward to seeing him back on the big stage.
Yeah, look, he seems to be a good bloke, that Claudio Ranieri. I saw him in the crowd. He went back to Leicester City, obviously, where he had that great success, and he was back there for that 2 minutes of silence, which I thought was magnificent in honour of their owner, who was tragically killed in that helicopter crash.
That's right, TK. He looks like a very personable person.
Yeah,
and very genuine. And he was very humble when Leicester went on and won that EPL.
Yeah.
It's good to see him back. And Fulham said that, you know, it's a risk-free appointment. I don't think there is such a thing. But the point is, he's been there, done it, and they're in a position where they need someone with that experience to steady the ship and keep them in the EPL.
And quickly, mate, Brendan O'Neill at the Sydney FC, for Sydney FC, what's he up to?
Yeah, look, it's a nervous time for A-League coaches, Loz, leading into Christmas, because the transfer window opens in January. There's reports that a very high-profile English scout, Frank McFarland, has been keeping a close eye on him. He used to be the chief scout at Liverpool. He's worked at Brentford, Burnley, Rangers, took Raheem Sterling to Liverpool. So he's been keeping a close eye on Brandon for some championship clubs. And it's no surprise, Brandon had some interest from Scotland when I was at the club last year. So there's always been some whispers, and where there's smoke, there's fire. So you wouldn't think Brandon is too long for the A-League.
There you go, Mossy. We thank you so much, mate.
Great stuff, boys. Speak soon.
By the way, the Socceroos at tab.com.au for that match against South Korea at Suncorp Stadium. Socceroos are pretty short. They're $1.92 at tab.com.au up against South Korea, $4 with the draw at $3.20.
Get on them, TK. And by the way, we spoke about Hamburger before.
What's
the technical director, Cowboy from Hell, said he's been resold.